The Jason Gregor Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev, where right now prices are reduced by $7,500 or more on 2017 Corvette Stingrays with 0% financing for 60 months. Winter pricing in August at Lakewood Chev.
Joining us to go down to Jacksonville, take a look at the Jaguars is Mark Long from the Associated Press. You can follow him on Twitter at APMarkLong. Mr. Long, thanks for taking a few minutes here to join us, talk NFL. Why should Jacksonville Jaguars fans be optimistic about the 2017 season?
They shouldn't be, and they're not. it's rare that a team is throwing in the towel in August, but that's what's happening in Jacksonville. They have very little hope that things are going to turn out well this year. They got to somehow make it through the next 4 months. And then hope that they get a quarterback in the draft in April. But that's where we're at right now in Jacksonville. Nothing has gone right so far, and the quarterback, you know, just looks like it's going to be a debacle for what seems like the 20th straight season, but it's probably only like the 15th straight season.
They selected Blake Bortles third overall back in the first round in 2014, and looks like Jags fans have definitely soured on him. Basically, what went wrong in the Blake Bortles era? Because in 2015, he threw 35 touchdowns and over 4,400 yards. What's gone wrong in the last couple of years?
Yeah, and the more you look, the more you get away from that season, and the more you look at it, you start to see that that's probably more fluke than true form for Blake Bortles. A lot of those 35 came late in games with the Jags trailing by a couple touchdowns against prevent defenses. A lot of it in almost playground football where he's, you know, trying to make things happen. So there was not something to really build on that year with those 35 touchdown passes and 4,400 yards. A lot of jump balls, stuff that you just can't sustain. And so what he needs to do is become a better pocket passer, a guy who can read defenses and throw pinpoint accurate passes. And he can't do it right now. And the really good ones can.
The Jacksonville, they were able to select a really good running back out of LSU and Leonard Fournette, fourth overall in the pass draft. How's he looked in training camp? Can he be a bright spot for Jags fans this season?
Well, he looks good early on, and then, you know, he's hurt now, just has a little bit of a toe injury. They're being really cautious with him. Probably just going to get him to the regular season and then take their chances there. He can be a difference maker. There's no doubt about it. He's a special talent. Here's the problem. Well, whenever you don't have good quarterback play, teams will, you know, stack the line of scrimmage, and they're going to take away Leonard Fournette and make Blake Bortles or Chad Henne beat him. So that's, you know, Leonard Fournette's problem. And the bigger issue for Jacksonville is that the line has not played very well so far in three preseason games. It's been spotty at best. They just haven't spent the resources, gone out and made the upgrades along that offensive front. And when you don't have an offensive line, I don't care who's playing quarterback, and unless it's Tom Brady, you're going to be in for a long afternoon. And that's where Jacksonville is. If they can't protect the ball, protect the passer better, and create a little more push up front, it's going to be an unbelievably long season for this team.
We're joined by Mark Long from the Associated Press, our NFL preview. We're taking a look at Jacksonville. How should head coach Doug Marrone feel about his team that was put in front of him? Really, not giving him much of a chance to succeed. Have you had a chance to chat with Doug? How's he feeling heading into the season?
Yeah, all the time. Doug's handling it pretty well. I think he's a little disappointed that some of the offensive linemen haven't taken a step forward that like he thought they might. I mean, he was there for, you know, he was here for 2 years, the last 2 years in Jacksonville, the offensive line coach. So he knew what he was getting into. He knew what he had with Bortles and Chad Henne at quarterback. He knew there were some pieces in place, but I think he's pretty frustrated at this point that he's 14 days away from the season opener, and, you know, he still is unsettled at quarterback, unsettled at linebacker, one of the linebacker spots, unsettled at left guard, and the offensive line just hasn't been that good. So there's still a lot of question marks. But, you know, Doug has also admittedly said he knew this was going to be a transitional year. from the old regime to his regime. And so he figured that there would be some growing pains and this thing might take a year to kind of get sorted out.
There was a report that the Jaguars owner Shad Khan said the team would be open to signing free agent quarterback Colin Kaepernick. We just discussed their issues at quarterback. Could you see Kaepernick maybe wearing a Jacksonville uniform at some point this season?
I don't. And I think they're going to make a, they've already really made a football decision on this thing. They're going to go down with Bortles and Henny. And I think Shad Khan has basically, he said his exact words was he would absolutely be in favor of it if the front office personnel wanted to bring in Kaepernick from a football decision standpoint. I don't think that they want to bring him in right now. It's a little bit more than I think the distraction part. It'd be naive to say that doesn't factor in. I think that does factor in, but I do believe the Jags have looked at him and said, okay, he's a little bit of a system quarterback who fit well in the West Coast offense. That's not what they do here. They don't throw sideline to sideline. They throw the ball down the field a little bit more, and they just don't think Kaepernick is as good. Not a huge upgrade at the quarterback position in terms of what they're looking for in down the field pass.
Last season, the Jacksonville Jaguars finished with a record of 3-13. Not a whole lot of reason for optimism. What is going to be the strength of the 2017 Jacksonville Jaguars? They clearly can't be the worst at every single position on the field. Is there something they are going to do well in 2017?
Punt. They're going to punt. They might lead the league in punting. On paper, they look like they're going to be good defensively. They haven't been in the preseason, but, you know, a lot of that you kind of shrug off as, it's the preseason. There's not a lot of game planning going on. On paper, they should be pretty good defensively. That was what they were banking on. This whole Doug Marrone era got off to the start of, we're going to play good defense, run the ball really well with Leonard Fournette, ask Blake Bortles to do considerably less than he's done in previous years and take our chances in maybe winning some close games, a lot of 16-13, 20-17 kind of games, and maybe you win more than you lose in that setup. It was great design, but, you know, everything else, everything's got to fall in place, and you leave yourself an unbelievably razor-thin margin for error when you're playing like that. You can't turn the ball over. You got to play field position football, all those things. But if I had to say what I think that they're going to be able to try, at least they should be able to hang their hat on, is playing better defense, at least better than they did last year.
It's been 9 seasons since Jacksonville last made the postseason. There have been 500 in only one of those seasons, and they went 8-8 back in 2010. How does the fan base feel about this struggles? And it really doesn't seem like there's any light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, a lot of dark years, and it doesn't look good. Right, you're absolutely right. They haven't handled it well, and you know they managed to get through the Gus Bradley era, which was one of the worst coaching debacles in NFL history from a win standpoint. Now they've lived through 3 years of Blake Bortles, who has 11 wins and 11 interceptions returned for touchdowns. I mean, that's not a good ratio at all. And all they can do right now is take it on the chin and hope that April gets here soon enough and they can go get a quarterback in what looks like it's going to be a very quarterback-rich draft.
And their quarterback's coach is a man by the name of Scott Milanovich. Up north in Canada, we got a good look at Scott Milanovich, head coach of the Toronto Argonauts in the CFL. Have you had a chance to speak with Scott? What does he do well as a quarterback coach, and do they like him in Jacksonville?
They do like him, but you know it's hard to like a guy right now who's the quarterback's coach of Blake Bortles, because you just get lumped in with Blake Bortles. So from that standpoint, but that's what he was dealt. He came on board, and that's what he got stuck with. So he hasn't, you know, he's not like he got the keys to a Lamborghini. I mean, he's working with a 1970 Ford Pinto. So you do what you can do, but Milanovich is very highly regarded in the building. I know that. And I think where we'll really see is we'll see what he does next year with two new quarterbacks in here.
Mark, I want to get your thoughts going around the AFC South. There's still a lot of secrecy around Andrew Luck and whether or not he's going to be ready to go for week one. The Titans seem to be improved. Who do you think is going to be the class of the AFC South this season?
Well, I would have said the Texans. I just think that they are probably the most well-rounded team, but then, you know, they – they're going to stick with Savage, and he hasn't looked very good in the preseason. So now I think they'll be the best defensive team, but now I'm starting to think the Tennessee Titans will be the most well-rounded team, where they'll be pretty decent enough on defense. They're going to be able to run the ball. There's no doubt about that. They were able to run it last year with DeMarco Murray and company, and Derrick Henry, the second-year guy out of third-year guy now out of Alabama. So they're going to be able to run the ball. Mariota's an improving quarterback. They went out and they addressed their biggest weakness, which was wide receivers. So they got a couple wide receivers in there. They're going to be better. And then who knows with Indianapolis? It all rests on Andrew Luck. Right now, all the secrecy, the fact that they're talking about possibly being in the market for trading for Brock Osweiler, that sends up a huge red flag. You know, it's pretty clear that he's not going to be ready to start the season. So when you look at the Indianapolis Colts, they got a lot of question marks. And then, of course, bringing up the rear is going to be Jacksonville, pretty much as usual.
I'll get your thoughts. I know you cover the Jaguars, but on the AFC South and the Colts, especially with Andrew Luck, they haven't really put any pieces either surrounding him to keep him safe or any wide receivers. Do you think the Andrew Luck era in Indy is about to end sooner rather than later?
No. I think that guy's going to, he's a star. He's going to win healthy. He's one of the top five or six quarterbacks in the league. They tried to give him some pieces, and it didn't pan out. Kobe Fleener was a little bit of a bust at tight end. T.Y. Hilton has got some skill. There's no doubt about it, but he's limited in what he can do at his size. He's not Antonio Brown, so he's more, and he's not Marvin Harrison, but he's just a step behind those guys. And I think they whiffed on Philip Dorsett, the receiver out of Miami. They went and got a first-round pick on him, and he just hasn't panned out. So part of that is, you know, guys not panning out. But I think the GM has certainly taken a lot of criticism up there, and the coach, in terms of not doing enough offensively to protect Andrew Luck and to give him some weapons so that, you know, you can maximize his potential. Because there's no doubt that he has shown flashes of being one of the top five or six quarterbacks in the league.
Mark, thanks for giving us some time on a Friday afternoon. Enjoy your weekend and try to enjoy the rest of training camp and get through the Jaguar season, okay?
Thanks, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Mark Long from the Associated Press.